Hey guys, do you want to create your career as a freelancer? Then learn courses like content writing and Python from Toffee Teens. Toffee Teens is a website who provides you not only with the training and reputed certificate at the completion of the course, but also gives you freelancing work so that you can create your own career. So what are you waiting for? Click on the link mentioned in the description and use the code mentioned below to get 5% off on the selected course. Come on now, go and create your career, but after listening to this episode.
Hey everyone, this is your host Aditya Mehta at the podcast on personality development. On this podcast, we are going to learn those personality skills which are important to you, me, and every individual, no matter what his field of work or study is. In this season, I invite people from the professional world so that you can learn from the best. So come and join me on the journey of learning communication skills. Thank you for being a part of this show. I'm glad you are listening. Hey everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to the podcast on personality development. Food gets a taste when we add salt and spices to it. In a similar way, communication gets better when we add empathy and respect to it. So in this episode, we are going to talk how empathy and respect plays an important role in communication. With me today is the founder and CEO of Well Consulting, and the host of the show Journey to Legacy podcast. He specializes in helping business-minded individuals to grow both their mindsets and their income. And he actively works with entrepreneurs and businesses who are looking to take massive action and create drastic change in their lives. He is Wayne Welsman. First of all, Wayne, thank you so much for taking out time and being a part of the show. I really appreciate it.
Aditya, you are so welcome. Thank you for taking the time and having me on so that I can hopefully share some great value with you and all your guests.
Well, thank you so much. So before diving straight into the topic, I would love to know what motivated you to create a career as a guide for entrepreneurs and businesses.
Yeah, so what motivated me for a career really with entrepreneurs, right? So it actually started, it was right after I graduated from university. I had one sales job where I was doing just cold business to business, cold canvassing is what I call it. Just walking into every single business and hoping to make a sale. And it was really, really rough. And so I decided to leave and pursue a little bit more marketing, honestly. And so what happened was I actually got a pretty great job, but I was only there for a month when all of a sudden they brought in someone to replace me. Now, I didn't know this was going to happen. You know, I'd been only there a month, and on my side, you know, everything that I was doing was working. There was data to show it. We were growing. However, for some reason, they decided that I didn't have the experience required for what the position was going to turn into. Not even what it was today, right? Nothing to do with my performance at all. It's just they said, I don't have enough experience for what this is going to turn into. And when that happened, you know, I sort of realized that although I seemingly had a good job, I wasn't in full control of my life. Right? Simply because, like I said, I walked in there one day and out of the blue, they said, hey, we're not going to need you anymore because we brought in this other person. And so from that moment, I decided that I needed to take control of my own life and help others take control of their life as well. So that was the last actual job that I had from there on out. That was about 4 years ago now. I've been full-time in the world of entrepreneurship, working online and helping others to do the same, right? I realized this thing that happened to me can very easily happen to millions and millions of people around the world. And so I would love to be the one to be able to help them to control their own fate. Because, you know, I don't care if you're a new entrepreneur or you've never been an entrepreneur, but you have an idea for a business, right? An idea for a passion project. Or if you're an experienced, seasoned business owner, those are the people I work with to help them really take control of their lives and build businesses who, in the long term, will help them leave a legacy on this world.
Amazing. So that was really inspiring for me. I would love to work with you, sharing my ideas of the business as well. Yeah, but it's totally inspiring.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.
So diving straight into the topic, now many people have their own understanding of the word empathy. What do you believe can be the correct explanation for empathy?
So what is the correct explanation for empathy? Yeah, that's a great question, because is empathy in general is almost just the ability to, I think of like read between the lines, to be able to understand, truly understand people on a level, you know, where you're very emotional, you can understand their feelings, right? And like when I say read between the lines, it's not just the words that they're saying, but it's the way that they're saying it. You know, and that's sort of what I think of when I hear empathy, right? It's truly being able to listen to somebody so intently and want to understand them so badly that, you know, you can actually, like I said, read between their lines, read the emotion that they're showing. And that's really what I think is empathy is. It's truly wanting to hear somebody out, that underlying message. What are your thoughts? I know we've talked about this subject before a couple times. What does empathy mean to you?
Well, for me, empathy is something to hear what is not being said, you know? Like, for example, a child is asking for something from his or her parents, and the parents said no for them. In these kind of situations, the children understanding the circumstances of why they are telling no, despite of asking for an explanation, is empathy. So when let's say a boss is getting angry on you, okay, at that point of time, you understand why he is getting angry on you. You know, there might be certain pressure on him as well, and that's the reason he is getting angry on you. Or maybe sometimes it might happen that an employee is not working well, and the leader understands that, you know, why he is not working well. There has to be something which he's not telling to me. And, you know, going to him and asking him, hey, dude, like, whatever it is due to which your work is getting affected, you can let me know. And, you know, if I can help you out with that, it would be my pleasure to help you out. Now, these situations, like understanding the situations of a person which he has not said to you, but you read by his expressions, you read by his working nature, I think that's what empathy means to me.
Nice. I like it a lot, right? It is still a lot that, like you said, it's hearing what's not being said. So I like it. I think we're very much on the same page. And it's so important, right? To be empathetic, to be listening for the words that aren't being said. That sounds so funny.
That sounds funny, but it also makes a much more sense. I just told in my introduction of this episode as well, like in India particularly, we use a lot of spices in our food to make it taste better. Okay. So it's basically like if we don't add spices to it, it's still eatable. Yeah. But it's just for adding flavors and make it more better, we add spices to it. In a similar way, communication doesn't need empathy. Like, it can be direct as well. But when you add empathy to it, it has a completely different flavor to it. That's what I think.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you so much. So, do you feel empathy somewhat related to respect as well?
I do. You know, is empathy related to respect? I wholeheartedly think it is. Because, you know, I guess when you asked me the definition of empathy, right, it was, you know, listening so intently and having the motivation and the desire to hear, right, what's not being said, to hear between the lines. Right? That is what empathy is. And let's put it this way. If you aren't actually motivated in a conversation to truly hear somebody, well, that sounds pretty disrespectful to me. If you're in a conversation and you are consistently thinking about, well, what am I going to say next? Or, you know, you have a previous agenda on your mind of, oh, I really want to bring up this certain subject with this person because, you know, they can help me or they have the connection that I want, right? You're being disrespectful. If you're not truly in a conversation, if you're not truly communicating with the purpose of listening, right, of being empathetic, you're actually disrespecting a person. And so I think they go so hand in hand that by showing the utmost respect to individuals, to the person that you're communicating with, you're automatically going to be empathetic as well. So I really do think that they go hand in hand.
That's an amazing explanation. I feel the same way, you know, like many people when they are speaking to me or let's say when they are speaking to anyone else, most of the times we see that some people who aren't interested in talking, they'll be like watching in their mobile phone, they're chatting with some other person, though they are in a conversation with you. It means so disrespectful at that point of time as well. Like you said, that the person is not at all interested, but he's just conversating for the sake of conversating, but he's not actually interested into it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny enough, like sometimes that can be the most disrespectful thing that you can do, right? I don't know if it's just a pet peeve of mine, but if I'm in a conversation with someone and they're just texting while I'm talking to them, I'm like, hey, come on, man. Like, it honestly feels like one of the most disrespectful things that somebody can do.
That's so right. So right. So ultimately, in the conclusion, I would say when you listen to someone, when you give your expression, when someone is telling you something, it definitely leads that you are giving respect to him by listening what he is telling. And you are respecting his circumstances. You are respecting his emotions at the same time. And yes, so in conclusion, empathy is related to the respect as well.
Yeah, perfect. It 100% is.
Yes. So let us conversate on this then. Like, I'm definitely sure that, you know, empathy and respect are the most important aspects to develop a good collaboration between the team, which is there in the office or maybe college or maybe anything or any aspect of life we go into. But how can it actually impact when empathy and respect is not there in that?
Oh, that's so interesting. So how can it, I guess if you're lacking empathy and respect, how will that impact essentially your life or your relationships? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like I told, right, every aspect of your life, it can be relationship, it can be your office environment where you have a team, it can be a college environment, like let's say if you have a football team or presentation team, you know, a collaboration is very much important between the team, right, between each and every individual in the team. So let's say when there is a lack of empathy and respect, how will it affect the team?
Man, well, let me start out with, there's probably going to be a lot of misunderstandings. I almost say that your environment's going to be very heated, right? Very emotionally upset and angry. Because, you know, you can feel it when people don't have empathy for you or when people aren't respecting you. And it puts this weird, what's the word to say? I guess this strange energy into the universe, right? That you're not being listened to. And so then it causes miscommunication, causes misunderstandings, because the person that you're talking to, right? Let's use that example for when I said it can be very disrespectful just to be texting on your cell phone while you're in a conversation, right? So automatically, boom, you're being disrespectful. So you're losing people's trust, actually, because when you're being disrespectful to them, it actually changes their perception of you. And so you lose a tiny little bit of trust. But at the same time, in that situation, are you really hearing them, right? You're multitasking. So, yes, people claim that they can multitask really well, and fine, that's all fine and dandy, but there's no argument that you're not hearing 100% of what they're saying. Or better yet, you're not hearing 110%, which is that empathy piece of the puzzle, right? It's hearing between the lines. It's hearing the words that are not being said. And so if you're texting someone, if you're in two different conversations at once, you're very much just on the surface level of both of them. So there's going to be misunderstandings, right? There's going to be miscommunication. And that can hurt relationships pretty drastically when you are missing empathy and you're missing respect in communication. It doesn't matter what their situation is, what the relationship is, right? Like you said, if it's at work, if you're not truly paying attention, if you're not listening actively in order to hear someone, you're going to miss the instructions. Or, you know, your boss is only going to delegate half the project with the assumption that you understand you have to do the full project. And boom, next thing you know, well, you got fired because the boss needed it and he told you about it, but you didn't hear him. You didn't respect him enough to listen. And the same thing goes for if you're just at home with your wife and your kids, with your family. If you're not hearing them wholeheartedly, you're going to misunderstand things, and it's going to lead to arguments and, like I said, just almost negative energy between the two parties. What are sort of your thoughts on that? Do you have any examples of maybe how empathy and respect sort of changes relationships, and how the lack thereof can be a big negative?
Well, yes. Look, for example, let's say if in my team there is a lack of empathy and respect, the first thing which, let's say, I will feel that the other person is not going to do his job correctly. Mm-hmm. So I will not delegate any job to him, but I'll try to do it myself. And that is putting me under pressure. That is affecting my performance, and at the same time, it's affecting his learning as well. Like when you handle projects, you are about to learn something, you are about to do something creative in that, and he loses that. And on my side, I lose that. I'll be pressurized with so much of work, and just because I don't trust anyone, like you mentioned, that trust is very much important, and when empathy and respect comes. Okay, so last question of this episode. Well, I would really love if you give the complete answer of it, that any tips or suggestions you would like to give to the listeners which can improve this kind of skill in them.
Nice. All right, so tip to the listeners on how they can improve respect and empathy in communication.
Right.
So what my number one tip is, and I encourage you guys to at least rewind a little bit in this episode, or maybe even re-listen to the whole thing, and you'll get examples of this throughout. My one tip is to focus on listening. If you want to be respectful and empathetic in communication, focus on listening, meaning when the other party is speaking, hear every single word that they say all the way through the last word, and then pause for half a second, a millisecond. You're going to pause and you're going to digest the last words that they came out of their mouth, you're going to let it almost penetrate your brain and you're going to think about it. And then you're going to respond appropriately. And most of the time, you're actually going to repeat back a couple of the words that they just said, because you're still working to understand, right? Like, if you notice, this last question asked, what are a few tips and tricks on how the listeners can improve respect and empathy, right? And so I heard you all the way through your comment, your question, to the very end, then I even repeated it back to you to make sure that I heard properly, and then I responded. And by simply ensuring that I listened to you wholeheartedly, to every word that you said, and I was understanding it, it portrayed so much respect that I'm sure that you feel it on your side. And it portrayed so much empathy, because I truly am working to hear between the lines. I'm working to hear the words that you're not saying and understand almost your motivation for saying the things that you're saying. That's sort of the tip and trick. What are your thoughts? Does that make sense?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Wayne, once again, for being a part of this show and sharing your valuable insights. I'm definitely sure that the listeners and me, myself, are going to implement some of your thoughts in our lives as well. So thank you so much for the entire episode.
Thank you. Yeah, you are so welcome. I'll literally just say that, you know, the reason why I do interviews like this, the reason why I have my own podcast, the reason why I work to help entrepreneurs every day is, you know, a lot of times simply just for the fact that people will implement the ideas that I have, implement the mindset or the strategies that I have, because, you know, personal development is so important in my own life. I'm always working to get better. And so anytime that somebody accepts my advice or my thoughts, it's the most humbling thing that can happen. It makes me so grateful, so humbled, truly. So hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks for accepting it. Hope people got value. And if you ever have more questions or want to get more value from me, from my journey, like you said, check out Journey to Legacy podcast, or find me on any social medias, Wayne Veldsman. I'm everywhere and anywhere, you know, kind of have to be. I'm an online marketing guy, so you can find me anywhere. But thanks again for having me.
Well, for your convenience and for the convenience of listeners, I'll be adding your Instagram account in my description, so, you know, people can get directly in touch with you. So thank you so much for sharing that as well. I really appreciate that. And thank you for all the kind words which you said. So yeah, that's it, guys, from this episode. All the links are mentioned in the description, and obviously make sure to hit the subscribe button or follow button if you are listening on Spotify and or on iTunes. So yeah, make sure to hit that button and do follow this podcast on social media platforms, where I share my thoughts on the famous quotes by the major personalities out there, and I share my thoughts on that every single day. So make sure to follow me on Instagram, for following this podcast on Instagram. And yeah, so this is Aditya Mehta signing off from this episode.